This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 26th. God's word to you today is economy mode. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 8 verse 6, the Good News Version, and it says, "There is a right time and a right way to do everything, but we know so little. People and things will waste your time. Sometimes this is inevitable and outside of your control. However, whether your energy will be conserved or wasted is always within your control. Let me illustrate with an experience I had some years ago. For a season at the church office, we were praying every day for 1 hour from midday. I typically work from home on Wednesdays because I want to focus. But for that season, I come to the office for midday prayer and then go back home. On the day in question, as I drove into the street the church is on, a truck was parked in the middle of the road and they had just started offloading sand. I said to myself, do not waste your energy getting angry. One of the greatest energy burners is anger. Do you know that? So I calmed myself down and I asked for the driver of the truck. Guess what? He was not even there. I was frantic because I hate being late for meetings. I opened the door to the truck and the key was at the ignition. My thoughts were, enter the truck and move it out of the way. Again, I talked myself out of it because I have control over my energy. What if I enter the truck and someone tugs at my shirt, then gives me a punch? Then what will happen? Will I reconnect with my street fighting past? So I took a deep breath, and just then, the truck driver showed up. Thank God, he will move the truck now, right? But instead, he looked at me and asked what was wrong with me. Can't you drive? Even another truck can pass through that path, he said. And he refused to move. By God's grace, I drive well. I'm the one who hates being late. So if it were possible, I would have driven through. At that point, I said to myself, this man is wasting your time, but do not let him waste your energy too. After all, they will finish what they are doing, and he will have to move. So I sat in my car and started worshiping my Jesus. People showed up and took up the argument, and he quickly moved the truck. I got to my prayer meeting late, but I still had my energy conserved. The point is, I could have lost it. Do not waste your time and energy. Preserve it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me rightly manage the resources you have entrusted to me. In the face of wasters, help me focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.